Okay, today is Baba Kama on Daf Zayin. We're going to thank today's anonymous sponsor for sponsoring today's Daf in honor of me and in honor of all the hard work that Project Sinai does in getting the Daf up each and every day. So we thank you very much for your sponsorship, and should be zochah to do many more mitzvahs and be marbit some more Torah. We continue now with in Arba Avos Nezikin, in our travels through Bava Kama. We're going to start with Davav Amabez, about seven lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva Omer. So if you remember yesterday's daf on Shabbos, brought down a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, when the Mishnah says that one pays from the Metav, from the best, from the Iddis, so whose Iddis is that? So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's the iddis of the nizak, of the one who was damaged. Meitav sadeo shal nizak, meitav karmel shal nizak. And Rabbi Akiva says, doesn't say explicitly, he just says, the pasuk is coming to teach you to pay from the iddis. So pashtus, if he's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel, that means you pay from the mazik's best. So that's what we're going to get into right now. So the Gemara just discussed why does each one, what's the case of Machlokas, and why does each one not hold to the other one. That's what the Gemara just said. So now we continue trying to analyze the last three words of Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo ba kasuf el ligvos lenezikin min ha'idis. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the pasuk is coming to teach me to collect for a nezek, for somebody who was damaged, min ha'idis, from the best. The kal v'chomer lehektish. And then he adds on those three words, and it's a kal v'chomer to hektish. I mean, not only do you have to pay idis for a nezek, but also for hektish, you have to pay idis. So my kal v'chomer lehektish, what exactly is the case that we're talking about when it comes to paying from something, some case involving hektish? What's the case? So the Gemara is about to try to figure out what the case is. So Ilay Madanagach Tura di Don Latura de Hektish, is it that you have to pay Idis when our ox, a private person's ox, gores a ox of Hektish? So then Sharayo Machman of Loshal Shal Hektish, that can't be, because that's Pater. That's part of the halacha, is that only a shar-re-ehu. If you damage or hurt your friend's shar, do you pay? But shar shel hektish, you don't pay, your pater. It's exeris akasav. We're going to learn throughout this masechta that hektish has different dinim than many other stealing from hektish, damaging hektish. So shar-re-ehu rachman of lo shar shel hektish. So I can't be talking about that case. Because what do you mean, meitav? You're not going to pay at all. The Rashba asks in Gittin, why didn't the Gemara suggest that when you violate mi'ila, and you steal from hektish, so then you have to pay mimeitav? Why did the Gemara say the Gemara didn't suggest that? The Gemara's going to have a different suggestion in a minute. But why did the Gemara suggest that? It says the Rashi in Gittin Memtes, v'hadulo muki hacha b'moel behektish, shemishalim mimeitav, kasva tosva. So the Rashi answers, no, because that's learned out from a pasuk. Mi'ila, Lord, you don't need kavachomer lahektish of Rabbi Akiva for that. Mishub dahahu denaf galad behed yimikra, v'leofida b'kavachomer didiske hedyot. T'ksib etruma, chizashari Yishalim. So you learn that from a pasuk, says the Rashba. But if you look at the Achronim, the Divrei Yecheskel, Talmud of Reb Chaim, says a different pshat. You know why it doesn't suggest Me'ilah? Because what's the Mechayev of the payment of Me'ilah? The Mechayev, we've had this discussion in the past, is it at root a Geneva? Is it at root a Geneva? That's what Reb Chaim felt in the Gracha Lashas. Or the other tzad that's said by the Achronim is that no, it's really a Chiyev Hana'a. It's really a chiv hana'ah. It's not a chiv gzil at all. For your hana'ah, you have to pay. But that's really the mahus of the mechayiv. So says the Divrei Yecheskel and Siman Mevav, if it's all about the hana'ah that you're paying for, then it doesn't belong in this discussion. We're talking about nezikin here. So you're right. Result might be of a hezek or of a stealing, but really, because the main mechayiv of me'ila is the hana'ah aspect, so that's why the Gemara didn't suggest it here.
Isn't there a simpler answer? The whole Gemara is l'shalom tashlumi nezek. The jumping off point is our Mishnah.
Right.
Then you have this dispute with sadeh shel nizak.
Right.
The keyword is nizak. Our Mishnah does not hold that stealing is an av nezek.
Right, well, our Mishnah, well,
so it really wouldn't.
Okay, so meaning you're saying, well, our Mishnah, when it says Geneva and Gzela, we said, maybe it is, like we said, maybe it is an Avhanezek, it's just not included in the.
It's not included in our right. Mishnah, so why would our Mishnah allude to something?
Right, I'm not sure if
that's not even included.
Okay, I understand. I understand. If, but maybe the Gemara is not limiting itself to those four. You're right, the line is from our Mishnah, but we're talking about in general how you. how you understand the avos. But anyway, so the divrei chesos lashon, just to read it, is kivet the kol mazikin betrud behektish nimsa diker chiyat tashlumin ain't about a hezek al bar hano ubekai gavna lekad din meitav davle kashar nena tibshalmi beinus. That's the divrei chesos. But maybe you're right. The gemara, maybe another answer could be that our gemara didn't think that stealing was a part of it. But again, that's if you say meila is not geneva, but it's more of a hana aspect, then it's more like shein maybe. Maybe that was the Havamina, because Hana Lehezekah. Okay, so let's continue. So what's the case of Hektish? So if you say it's our Shor goring a Hektish Shor, but that's Pater. That's Pater. What exactly is the case of the possibility? Shor Me'era Marachman of Lo Shor Shel Hektish? So Rashi here has two opinions. Rashi says, first of all, Negicha, like I said it. Dim Nagach Shor Shel Hektish Pater. V'odin l'kol Shor Nizikin, Shem Mazik as a Hektish Pater. Nizke Mamon against Hektish is Pater. If any of my property does damage to Hektish, I'm Pater. Rashi says, second shot, Lishnachrina, or second point, why does it say Shor Hektish? Why didn't it talk about your animal eating a Sada of Hektish? That's Rashi's possibility. Well, why didn't it say that case? Why dafka goring? So Rashi goes through each possibility that it will be impossible. You never have a case of shor of a sada shel hektish that you'd be pater for, because if it's a sada, if it's a field of hektish, so then that belongs to the kohanim, and it wouldn't be kedushas haguf. So it would be considered a hedyot field, and you'd be chayiv. And if it's a sada that you're about to redeem, but you didn't redeem it yet, Rashi quotes, "Ein mi'ilo b'karkos." There's no mi'ilo when it comes to karka. Meaning, again, you'll never be able to work out the case that it would be a sadeh of hektish. A discussion, though, here in the Rishonim is, what about Adam Hamazik of hektish? This Gemara says, "Nizke mamod." If my shor damages hektish, I'm pater. What if I damage hektish? What if I go over to the Beis Hamikdash and I take a baseball bat and smash things? So I damage Adam Hamazik. Is that also pater? Tosfos here says it's a misa d'rabbanan. Tosfos going up on the top of Zayin Aman Aleph. Tosfos says v'had, the third line of the Tosfos on top. V'had amar Shmuel b'hashoel in b'mitzia we say ki yochal prat l'mazik d'lo mishalim chomesh u'mash v'hakaren mechayiv. The Gemara b'mitzia seems to say that you're only not chayiv to pay chomesh, the extra fifth, but you are chayiv to pay keren. Haynu mi d'rabbanan. Tosfos hold is a din d'rabbanan for Adam Hamazik. The Chassidah says, according to Tosfos, L'chora, only Adam Hamazik is Drabbanan, and everything else is nothing. Because Adam Hamazik is more Chamor. So if Tosfos says that Adam Hamazik is Drabbanan, it must be that's the only thing. V'nir Pasha, the Dafka of Adam Hamazik, Chayiv Drabbanan, Aval Shein V'regal Pater, Afilumi Drabbanan. Te'ilona Rayalza, you don't have any Makar otherwise. That is Shitas Tosfos. But if you look in the Rambam, Pashtus of the Rambam seems to say that Adam Hamazik is Chayiv by Hektish. Right? Only on this Kei Mamon. Where does he get it from? You figure out where he gets it from, but the Ar Sameach, the first page of the Ar Sameach, he points out, I've written many times, that according to the Rambam, Adam Hamazik is Chayiv B'Tashlumin, based on that Gemara that Tosfos quotes. Right, the Tosfos is only Chomish is Pater, but Karen is Chayiv, so don't say it's a Dider Abanon, but it is a Daraisa.
But that doesn't mean that you pay Idis.
Right, Lav Dafke Idis, but if it's
why isn't the Gemara answer?
Right, so why isn't that here? Because maybe the Gemara is talking about Nizkei Mamon, not Adam Hamazik. Like you said, if the Mishnah is limited to cases of Nizkei Mamon, where your property does damage and not Adam, so maybe that's why it doesn't include it. But if it is Nizikin, we know Nizikin pays but Idis. The Rama might say, the Gemara could have answered that. The Gemara has another answer that it's going to have in a minute. Okay, so Shore Eu, Velo Shore Shel Hektish, the Gemara says, okay, let's go to another pshat. Ella la Omer, Hare alai mana lebedek habayis to us he gives by v'shalka meitis. What's the case where I make a neder? I say I owe money lebedek habayis. I owe money to the Beis Hamikdash. Ati gizbar v'shalka meitis. So what if the gizbar is allowed to come, and if I'm not repaying my promise, the gizbar is allowed to come. The gabai of the Beis Hamikdash is allowed to come and take from itis. That's the case that hektish. That's the kal v'chomer lehektish according to Rabbi Akiva. If Nezikin pays from Idis, surely Hektish, which is the case where you owe, pays from Idis. This one line of the Gemara is used as a kasha on the Tumim. The Ksos Achoshen in Simin Peizayin quotes the Tumim. The Tumim says, when do you apply the principle that we had in Maseches Kedushin, the Mishnah, Amirasu l'gavoa k'misirasu l'hedyot? Right? My say usually when I'm not allowed to retract if I do something. If I make a kinyan with you, I can't retract. But the special day by Hektish is even if I say something, I'm Yerusal Gavoa, Kim Yerusal Hektish, as if you gave it to Hektish. So when do you apply that? So then the Tumim says that you only apply that where you designate a specific animal, like a Nedava. But if you make a neder, you don't apply that. Because you just said it, I promise to do. But that's not amiras l'gavoa. You didn't say you're going to specifically do anything. So this says the ksos. Our Gemara is beferish against that. Our Gemara says, harei alai, mon al bedek abayis, and the gizmar comes, it takes it from you. He says, "V'lesa devada behektish imom harayle manal gavon is chayv nechasov kemo benosin shtar chov lehediot." Says v'shibud daraisa. V'what did behomer? The same thing would apply also to aniim. We know by stucka many poskim say, right? I'm also like a rokim b'sirasal lehediot. But harayle manal aniim. If you promise to give a mana to the poor, right? I'm also like a vov. Osa kinyim is chayv nechasov. Right? What does this come up l'maisa? It comes up in shul. Sorry, makes a mishmerach. So he says, "I promise to do this. I promise to do that. I am no dev. I buy an aliyah." So, but any of those, that's, you might have said, you didn't do any Kenyan, right? I'm Yerusal Gavok, if it's Yerusal Adyo, because many posts can apply that to Tztaka.
And that's just my
Gemara
doesn't
have it. Gemara doesn't have it, right. Okay. So says the Gemara, Viter, so one second. The case is Harayale Manal Abedek Abayas, but Lo Yehei El Abal Chov. Why is this any better than a Bal Chov, somebody who owes money, U Bal Chov Abedinus? Why is this case of, you know, you owe money to the base of Mikdash, it should be like a Baal Chov, and Baal Chov, we're going to learn more tomorrow, but also today, right now, a Baal Chov pays from the middle level property. So why is it worse? What's the Kal V'chomer? V'chite Masav Rabbi Akiva. And if you want to say, this whole line that we're explaining Rabbi Akiva, is Kol Baal Chov Nami B'Iddis, he also holds that every Baal Chov pays Iddis. If you want to say that's what Rabbi Akiva holds, V'dikala Mifrach. No, but you have a kasha on that. Malo Baal Chov Shekein Yafakocha B'Nezikin. Baal Chov, though, is in the world of Hedyot, which has power in terms of Chiyav by Nezikin, because you pay by Nezik. Tomer Behekdash Shorakocha B'Nezikin, but if you damage Hekdash, you're going to be Putter. So you wouldn't be able to, say a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer La Hekdash that Rabbi Akiva is learning? If it's it's Baal Chov B'Iddis, still, Hekdash will not be able to learn that from a Kavachomer. What's the Havamina that Baal Chov is Be'idis? You know, all sources that we have is that Baal Chov does not pay Iddis. Right? The Gemara in Gittin Rashi quotes that discusses this. So the Chassam Sofer says that maybe it would be a Svara based on a Pasuk. Right? The Chassam Sofer says, what's the Havamina? Afal pi she'ing zeir shava shal tachas esidi shalem kesef, as we had a few days ago. You don't have one of those four words in the Pasuk, so why would you think that a Baal Chov, somebody who owes money, has to pay back Iddis? No, but by Baal Chov, what does it say? V'ha'ish asher atarno shebo yotzi alechas avot achutza. Right, when you're going to collect your loan, get your collateral back, you have to wait outside. You can't go into his house, the pasuk says, and get it. You have to wait outside. And what does the person bring out? What does Chazal say in tomorrow's daf? Madarko shel adam lahotzi pakosh bekelim. What does a person usually bring out? A kli. Is it a kli? But as we're going to see later on in today's daf, all kelim are considered iddis. We mentioned this already on daf beis also. V'kol kli umetav. So therefore, maybe that would be a pasuk. Again, the Chassam Sofer is making up a limun, but he's trying to explain the havamina of the Gemara. How would you know that a Baal Chov is iddis? Because the Gemara, the pasuk talks about, he's going to bring something out to you. You can't bring out metaltzelin. You can't bring out karka. And all metaltzelin, as we're going to see later on in tomorrow's daf, and we already saw also on daf beis, that it's all considered iddis. That would be the havamina, says the Chassam Sofer. So we're stuck. We're back to the question of what's the case that Rabbi Akiva learns out to Hekdish that you pay Meitav. It doesn't work if you gore a tour or an ox of Hekdish because you're putter in that case. It doesn't work if you say, Hare Alai, I owe Hekdish because that's like a Baal Chov case. And a Baal Chov is no better than Beinonis. So Li'olam, go back to the first case. The Nagar Tur, the Delon Tur, the Hekdish. Really, it's a case where your ox, our ox, scores Hekdish. Udagakasha Lacha, I don't we have a Limud? Really, it's only if I gore my Re'ehu's shore, but Hekdish is not called Shor Re'ehu. Rabbi Kiva Savalak Shor Shimon ben Manasya. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya. The Tanya who says, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya Omer, Shor Shel Hekdish Shorakah Shor Shel Hedyo Pater. You're right, it's Pater in one direction. If the Shor of Hekdish goes our Shor, but Shor Shel Hedyo Shorakah Shor Shel Hekdish, Beitan Be Muad, Mishalem Nezek Shalem. Really, it's the opposite. It's not that you're Pater if you gore Hekdish, but you're always paying full. You're always paying Nezek Shalem. When you, if Hekdish is on the receiving end, if Hekdish is the Nizak. So ask the Gemara 1 minute. Ihachi, if this is what Rabbi Akiva means, that Rabbi Akiva is really alluding to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, that you pay full. So whenever you have a Machlokas Tanam, you always like to limit it to one factor. So ask the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva, mimai de be'idus de nizak v'ziburis de mazak pligi. So once you say that, that's what Rabbi Akiva is alluding to. So why do we say that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva Shmuel are b'chal arguing about whose idus do you go by, the nizak or the mazaks? Dilma de kuliyama be de nizak shayminan. Maybe you always go by the nizak. Everybody agrees to that because that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. V'hacha be'plukta de Rabbi Shmuel b'nasi. That's what. I'm sorry, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said beferish, but Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. But maybe they're arguing about goof of this din, about what do you pay when you do you pay when your shar gores the hektish shar. Rabbi Akiva savak Rabbi Benazia, Rabbi Shmuel savak Rabbanan. Why don't you say that's the machlokas? Because again, we always like to isolate factors. So why would you say that they're arguing about two things? Ask the Shita B'Kubetz says, where do you see in Rabbi Yishmael's words that he would say we're talking about a case not hektish, right? Rabbi Akiva adds on hektish, and the Tanakama, Rabbi Yishmael's talking about only hedger, but hektish would be potter. Where do you see that in his words? Right? Ask the Tema, Lifrach Maker Milson Rabbi Yishmael. Where do you see in Rabbi Yishmael's words that he's that he's excluding hektish? So Yesh Lomar says the Tosfos Arash in the Shita B'Kubetz says the Mitoch Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Mash Manami Lafuki Hektish from his words himself. You know why? Which words? The Lekalamemer Behektish Bidenizak Shayminon. He uses the words Nizak. So you can't use that when it comes to Hektish Bidenizak Shayminon. Lefisha Yesh LaHektish Karka B'Chol Makom VYesher Lamad Al Metach Shelo. Like I say, Hektish only has what's the Iddus of Hektish? Hektish has land all over. Hektish has property all over. Right, so he doesn't have only one specific land. So any, if it's this is Meitav in one place, this wouldn't be Meitav in another place. Therefore, the Meitav, the Tosfos Arash says that the Gemara wouldn't have used, or he wouldn't use the Lashon to find the Meitav of Hektish, because Hektish has all different types of Meitav, and Hektish has all different. You know, we can say the best of the best of the best, wherever it is in the world. He doesn't think that would be appropriate. Other Rishonim say no. The word Nizak. Would it be? You wouldn't talk about the word Nizak. Just sounds like your friend who got damaged, the victim. Hektish wouldn't be just a victim like anybody else. So either way, the Havamin is that in Rabbi Yishmael's words, it would be alluding to the fact that we're only talking about Hedyo.
Can't you just tell Rabbi Yishmael from Rabbi Akiva like we were doing before?
Well, we want to still get it a little bit. Where does Rabbi Akiva talks about Hektish? Where do you see there's a limit in Rabbi Yishmael's opinion? You don't see a limit anywhere.
You and I are having an argument, and I say, "Kavachomer."
We're going to get to the. We're going to get to what the cash is in a minute. But Kavachomer Hektish might be a separate statement. So says the Gemara. So no, you can't suggest that. You can't say that they're arguing about Reb Shimon ben Asya's shita. Ibkain lo bo hakasav. My lo bo hakasav. First question is: it sounds like they're arguing about a pasuk. Lo bo hakasav, about this pasuk, about Meitav Sadeu, about the pasuk in Mishpatim. So if that's the argument about Hektish, they aren't arguing about this pasuk. The ode, my kal v'chomer lehektish. And also, the kal v'chomer lehektish law of Rabbi Akiva is a separate statement. It's of an ode. It's an extra question. It's not the main argument that he's having. His main argument must be in the previous line. The ode, and finally, we have a beferish brisa that says that's what they're arguing about. Ha, amar avashi, tanya behedya. Meitav sadeo, meitav karmo yishalem. Meitav sadeo shal nizak, and meitav karmo shal nizak. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel says beferish that it is talking about you go by the idis and the meitav of the nizak. Rabbi Akiva Omer meitav sedeh shel mazak meitav karmo shel mazak. So you see, beferish is going. That's the machlokas. So you cannot suggest that they're only arguing about Rabbi Shmuel Menasya. They must be arguing about both things. They're arguing about first of all about nizak and mazak, and the extra line of kavachomer lahektish is referring to another line of Rabbi Akiva that he holds like Rabbi Shmuel Menasya, which we don't know, or Rabbi Shmuel would hold. We're not sure. It's not 100% explicit. Tosfos, again, this is a big topic that we've mentioned in the past, but the Gemara on the bottom spoke about Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis, Hektish of Bedek Habayis. So there's the Gemara in Baba Kama later on, which we're going to have, seems to have a stira. What is Hektish considered? The mammon of Hektish. Or the Gemara daf ayin vav, where the Gemara says, if you steal something from Hektish and then you sell it, is that called Mechira? In terms of Tfichin Mechira and Yerchayah 4 and 5. So there seems to be a stira, three blot from each other. Adav ayin vav aben aleph, the Gemara says, udakasha lecha mali machro lehedyon mali machro leshamayim, machro lehedyon meikar tura deruvein vahashta tura deruvein. Machro leshamayim meikar tura deruvein vahashta tura deruvein. The Gemara seems to say that if you sell it to a lehedyot, you sell it to your friend, that changed rishus. If you sell it to Hektish, it didn't change. If you give it to Hektish, if you're maktish it, then it didn't change rishus. So a hakdasha is not called a mechira. The Gemara says it's daf ayin vav. And three blot later on daf ayin tes, it says exactly the opposite. It says mali machr lehedya mali machr leshamayim. What's the difference? So if you're machr something after you steal it, of course you're chayv da'al v'hey. So Tosfos there asks, what's the? It's three blot from each other. The Gemara, one Gemara says if you're machr something, it's like selling it, and the other Gemara says if you're machr something, it's not like selling it. So Tosfos there says Tosfos on daf ayin tes, and also Tosfos on daf ayin vav. There's two types of havakdashas. What are you makdash it to? Are you makdash it kedushas haguf, kedushas hamizbeach? Let's say you give an animal to the Beis Hamikdash to be sacrificed. Or bedek habayis. Let's say I give something that the value of it, the Beis Hamikdash is going to sell the value. And they're going to take this bedek habayis, they're going to sell it to somebody, they're going to use the money. That's called kedushas bedek habayis. Like the Gemara here refers to on the second to last line. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, and this is expanded upon by Reb Chaim, and he brings other rayas to this, that when you have kedushas haguf, it's higher kedusha, but you didn't change, you were makdash it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't change the dini mamina status. It's still yours. It has full kedusha now, but it's still yours. Meikar tura deruvein v'hasha tura deruvein. Hekdash betek habayis, how does that hakdasha work? It works through your making it mamun shel hekdash. So that's why it's called a mechira. Memela, once it's mamun shel hekdash, then it gets kedusha. But by kedushas haguf, you're actually directly makdash it without getting into the dini mamunis. Memela becomes mamun shel hekdash, but that's not called a mechira. So those are two types of hekdash, which the Tosfos mentions on daf ayin vav and on daf ayin tes. And in the Grach Halashas, he expands upon it, but that's alluded to here, where the Gemara says when you want to give a mana for a betek habayis, you give manas to betek habayis. Usually, you give animals to kedushas haguf. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Rami Le Abaya LaRava. Abaya asked the following question to Rava. So we've been saying that you pay Metaf. You pay the best. When you are a Mazik, you have to pay the best. Who's best? So that was the Gemara that we just had. So one second. Ksiv Metaf Sadeyu. It says you pay the best. U Metaf Karmo Yishalem. Metaf in Midiach Rinilo. You're only allowed to pay Metaf, but any other items you don't pay. Right? You're not allowed to pay less than the best. Vahatanya, but what do you mean? We learned it a brisa yashiv, right? It says yashiv kesev yashiv l'ba'alav. You have to return the money to its proper owner. That it could have said Rashi quotes the havdalah mecht of bala bar yishalem kesef l'ba'alav. The bala bar pays kesef. What's the extra word yashiv? So it's to include anything you want to give l'rabos shava kesef, to include anything that's worth money via filu subit, even coarse bran. It's not the best type of thing to return. So question. So do you have to pay meitav? Or do you have to pay? Could you pay anything? So we already know one of the answers that I've mentioned before. But the Gemara, he asked it as a question. So stirim sukim. What does the Nizik have to pay? Does he have to pay the best, or could he pay anything he wants? So the Gemara now is going to have four different answers. Four answers to this question. But even before you get there, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, the second line of Rabbeinu Chananel, right on the side of the page, Rami le'abaya l'rava l'rabi Akiva. Diktani, meitav sadeu shel mazik, etc. Rabbi Hananel says that the question is only according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that if you set hold, you pay mazik. So who do you pay mazik? So you see, you have a stira. But if you pay me, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not going to be a question. Why not? Why does Rabbi Hananel limit it? Should be a question, no matter what. Should be a question of it's a stira. What you pay, it doesn't matter whose you evaluate it by. That's Rav Gusman's question. Rav Gusman and Kudrus Hashirim asks, why does the Rav Hanana limit this to only a question within Rabbi Akiva? So says Rav Gusman, Hadin Shel Meitav, this is on page Mem Vav, if you have Rav Gusman at home, Yesh Lefarsho B'Shnei Panim. There are two other ways you can understand the din of Meitav, that a Nizak, somebody who was damaged, gets to be paid back from the best of the property, either his or, well, we'll get to whose. Yesh Lomar Shalacha Shel Meitav, and we did Shibud Imamish. It's a Shibud. I owe you, right? The Torah says that when I damage you, I owe you from the best. It's a shibud, just like you have a shibud if I lend you money. It's not just some a payment that I have to give you, but a collection. But it's a real shibud. Sh'atorah zichzeh sanizak ba'ara hezek lezako zchus b'meitav shedeo shamazik. It's a meitav, right? It's a shibud. U'meila mochrach. Part of the shibud is not just that I have to pay you, but I have to pay you from the best. That's one way to understand meitav. Another way to understand meitav is, what does the Torah mean? It's not shibutim. It's not like you have any special, strong connection. Like even the ritva we had in Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel or so, where we call shibutim a kinyan l'chatzon. It's a partial kinyan. No. The Nitzak has no kinyanim. What's meitav? It's a din seder hagviya. Seder hagviya. The Torah says the order of collection. What if collection? You know, lecharchila, it's like a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, you're supposed to pay back meitav. But it's not that there's a sheep with that the nizak has. Ulefizeh, mein lahamazik meitav, eino nishar chayev lenizak klau. And if the if the mazik doesn't have meitav, there's no chiyuv left over. Is that like this shibudim? And if you can't fulfill this shibud, you have to make it up with another shibud. No, it's a din of mitzvah. The Torah says you're mazik somebody, you have to pay meitav. But if not, maybe nisbatal seder. So he says maybe this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds with the nizak shayminan. Why do you pay evaluating with the nizak? Hakavana shedin meitav uprat v'chelak michiyuv hanezek shedeschayv amazek lanizek ta'ar hahezek. Aval Rabbi Akiva d'ar bid amazek shayminan shabri yish svar lomar de'in din meitav halacha b'shibudim v'chiyuv and eldu seder atara b'agviya. If it's a din shibudim, so maybe it's a focus on the nizak because he is owns automatically gets a connection to a field, so you, it makes sense that you go by his properties. That's how you evaluate which one of the mazek's fields you're going to get. But if this is just a din of a seder hagviya, how is there a mitzvah to pay back? Then you go by the mazik's fields. That's what he suggests according to Rabbi Yishmael. If that's true, now we get back to Rabbi Chanana. Why? Rabbi Chanana says, what's the problem when the pasuk? There's a steer in the pasuk. One pasuk says that you pay this. One pasuk says that you pay that. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, that is just a question of seder hagviya. Right, say there. Right, let me just get this right. Zebi or Dvarav. The Rabbi Yishmael, the Meitav. I'm sorry. The Halacha b'Shibud Hanizak Shachal Shibud Ala Meitav. According to Rabbi Yishmael, I think you wrote it wrong. Right, if I've said it incorrectly before. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that it's a din of Shibudim, din of Shibudim. So then there's no stira because Shibudim are really chal on all the property. There might be one that the Shibud goes on before the other one, but there's no question here. One of the one pasuk says Meitav, one pasuk says Subin. That wouldn't be a problem if it's in Shibudim because if I lend you money. So all my property is meshubit. So the fact that the Torah points to one and to the other in two different psukim, that's not a problem, because shibudim can be on everything. But if it's a din in seder hagviya, like Rabbi Akiva says, what's the mitzvah? Right, I said it incorrectly before, it's the opposite. Right, thinking about it now. But according it's a seder hagviya, then you have a problem, because what did the Torah say? You have to pay meitav, you have to pay subin. But if it's a din of just what should the mazik pay, and that's why it goes by the mazik shaminan, then it would be a stira. That's why Rabbi Chanano says it's only a problem in Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Yishmael. Again, because Rabbi Yishmael holds the din of Meitav is a din of Shibudim. Din of Shibudim, and that's why my property is Meshubit to you the second that I damage you. And again, not like what I said before. It goes by the Nizak Shamiran. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a din of Seder Hagviya, therefore it would be a Stira.
So I feel okay. Subin is not a Stira to Rabbi Yishmael because it's Shibudin, and we know all property is Meshubit.
Right. All property is Meshubit. There might be one Shibud that takes precedence over the other one, but to say that all the property is Meshubit, like it's mandated by a Balchov. A Balchov is Bebedinus.
And what's the Chiddush here? Bafilu Subin. If it's Shibudin, we know that it's property.
See, maybe that's the Chiddush. Maybe that's the Chiddush. That he understands it.
What's the analogy?
Maybe that's how he understands why Meitav is din of Shibudim, from the fact that you could pay Subin. Maybe that's what he learns out from the Pasuk.
But we're talking about Karka. All Karka is Meshubit. All property or all just all Karka?
Well, we're going to get to that. Okay, so what's the... So let's say it's within Rabbi Akiva. Again, according to other Rishonim, you don't have to say this whole Lamdas. You can just say it's a question. It's a question on everybody. So what's this answer? So four answers. Answer number one. Lo kasha kan mi daito kan bal karcho. It depends if he's paying willingly or not. Rashi says this means if he's going and he's not even, the mazik is not even making you take him to Bezdin, no din Torah, then fine. Then we're nice to him, he can pay whatever he wants. But bal karcho, if you force him to come to court, so then he has to pay even meitav. The, Shidu Kubetzes says, what do you mean? If somebody brings you to court and then you're told to pay and you pay, so why is that bal karcho? But people don't always pay before they're brought to court. So he says, no. He says, Balkarchoir means even if you were told to pay and you still don't pay. And then Bezdin has to come and send the Shliach Bezdin to get it out of you. So that's where the Meitav is. What's the difference? Why do we have different payment schedules for based on what you're doing? So the Chidushi Arim says, because maybe when you pay willingly, you're doing a mitzvah. It's a Prius like Prius Balchov. And if you're doing a mitzvah, so then it's the schus of the osa mitzvah to pay whatever he wants. But when Bezdin is collecting, it's an onish. So it's like, what are you doing? You know, you're forcing us, so then Bezdin decides what you're going to pay. So that's one answer. So Amr Ula Breid Rabbi Eloi Dekanami. You also get it from the pasuk. The words of the pasuk prove it. Tachsiv Yishalim Bakochra. Doesn't Yishalim mean by force? So I'm like, Bahia, no. Miksiv Yishulam, that you're forced to pay Yishalim Ksiv. Midaito Mashba. So what do you mean both pasuk can be Midaito? So we need a different answer. So El Amar Abaya, different answer. Kidzimar. Maybe our case is similar to the following case. Tanya, the Brisa says, let's say a person has houses, fields, and vineyards. What's the context here? The context is Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani. So who's allowed to get Meiser Ani? Who's allowed to collect Meiser Ani? So the Mishnah says there, Rashi quotes it here, the Mishnah in Peah, if you have 200 zuz, you can't collect Meiser Ani. You're already considered a rich man. If you have less than 200 zuz, let's say you have 199 zuz, then you can take all the Meiser, we can give you 1,000 dinar at once. Right, that's the cutoff, 200 zuz. So the Brisa says, what if you have plenty of assets, but they're not liquid, you can't sell them. You can't sell them, you have an asset, but you just can't sell them, nobody's buying. So the Brisa says, so you're allowed to give a Meiser Ani on Mechsa. What does that Mechsa mean? 100. Up to 100 zuz, because we assume that you're going to be able to sell it for half price. Your assets, you're at least going to be able to get half price. So, you're allowed to give this person that is having trouble selling his assets, give him 100 zuz, and then he'll be able to sell the other 100 zuz that he has 200 zuz. So, v'havi b'mar hechidami. So, we ask, what exactly is the case here where he cannot sell his property? Ihu zalarata de kulei alma. V'didinami zal b'hadayu. If everybody's property went down, right, everybody, the market went down. So I feel tuvanami lisfilei. You should be able to give him as much as you want. Why? Because everybody's went down. Obviously, his house is not worth 200 anymore. So he has less than 200. So ella to oker arata to kuliyama. But oh, so we must say, it's talking about a case where everybody else's land went up. Vidi day, but his, I did die of nothing. Because people see he really wants to sell very badly, and he's running around trying to make a good deal, azuze, for money, zolari. So maybe his property went down. So then the Gemara says, I feel portanami lo lisfilei, so you shouldn't be able to give him anything. Rashi says, shrei shavos karkosa masayim zuz. Because his karkas worth 200 zud. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of his fault. You know, that's what it sounds like. Right? If his property went down, and he's giving off the impression that he really needs to sell, it's his fault. So ask the achron, and what do you mean it's his fault? He needs the money now. Why is it his fault? So, number of achronim say, Rav Salvecher talks about this also. I found my Rav Shima Shiurim, I forgot, on Bava Kama. Got it yesterday. He talks about this as well. But the other achronim say, because you go by, the Birchas Avram says this, you go by, you know, your assets. And if you have 200 zuz worth of assets, even if it's not liquid, what can you do? What can you do? If everybody else has went down, then you don't have 200 zuz worth of assets. But you don't go by liquidity to determine the shame ashir or the shame ani. You go by, do you have the asset? So if you have the asset, then, you know, Meiser Ani is, you know, we'd love to help you. Maybe get out of the tzedakah. But not specifically, Meiser Ani. Rav Soloveitchik, actually, in the Mishnah Shiurim, talks about what's the difference between this case and the case which you know from a Mishnah in Peah. Mishnah Peah says if somebody's traveling, let's say if somebody's traveling, he has no money with him. So you're allowed to treat him like an ani ba'osa shah. He's allowed to eat demai. Right? Demai is only able to eat in la aniyim. Right? Why? Because you're an ani and your money's at home. You don't have anything here. So why is it? So he says, what's the difference? Arikan, ari lamai, say, inu yachal kaim asayim zuz, avar karka osaf. Ba'filo ninko shal pidin, it's worth asayim zuz. Why can't he keep lechet shikapeya? Right? Manas aniyim? He's an ani ba'osa shah. What's the difference between somebody has a house which he can't sell and somebody who's traveling so he can't sell it? So Venire says the Rav, Shabalabayas over Mimakom Mamakom, Ainlo Bimitsius Mimalichios. You're traveling, you don't have anything to eat. Velachem Lom Roach Al Pidin Ashirhu, Yeshla Roshus Lakachas, Lakashavapeya, Manasanim Shimshaani Baosa Shah. But here you have what to eat. You have what to eat. You just want to collect Meiser Ani. You can't sell your house for that amount. So if you have what to eat, we're not going to give you the heter of Anihu Baosa Shah. So that's what the difference between the traveling Ashir versus the Ashir who can't sell his property. Okay, so what's the case? What's that case that we give him up to half? So for Amar Mar, we explain that case. Amar Mar, lo lo tzricha to be yom Nisan yakra arata or be yom Tishrei zalarata. The problem is that you have a field that if you would wait until Nisan, you'd be able to get 200 for it. Because if people buy a Nisan, it's in the springtime, they're able to plant and have a harvest that year. But in Tishrei, nobody's planting. So the prices are much less than Tishrei. Zalarat, it's much cheaper. So what happens? Dekuli Amanachi Anisan, Umazavi. Everybody, nobody sells in Tishrei. Everybody sells in Nisan. They wait. Vahai, but this guy, he needs money. So Hoel, Vitzricha, Lezuze, Zavikidahashta. So because he needs money, he's selling it now. So Ad Palga, Urchilamezal. So up until half, it's derech to go down. Therefore, we would give him a half. Tvei, Lav Urchilamezal. Doesn't go down more than half. Okay, that is the context of Meiser Ani. So now we're going to relate it to what we're talking about. What does this have to do with us? So Valachanami, so now we're getting to the second answer of trying to answer the steer. What are we trying to do? Remember the context? We're trying to answer the steer between Meitav and Yashiv. Right? Do you have to pay the best or just Shava Kesef? So we brought in this whole context to say, oh, maybe a similar idea is by Nezikin. Valachanami got me Nezikin. Dinei HaBe'idis. It's Be'idis. Let's say that a Hezek took place in Tishrei. In Tishrei, I damaged you. So, I have to pay you with Iddis. With a lot of Iddis. Because, you know, it's not worth as much as it is in another part of the year. The Amalei Ihu. But let's say the Nizik decides. Hav li Beinanis Tvei Porta. You know what? I want the Beinanis. You know, the Beinanis is near my other field. I'd rather have Beinanis than Iddis. So then, Amalei, then the Mazik has the right to say. Ishakat Kedinach Shkol Kedahashta. If you want to take now, if you want to take my Iddis, then take Iddis now. And I have to give you the value of right now. So I have to give you a lot of Iddis. The Ilo. But if you want to take something else, you want to take Beinanis? Shakal Kiyokor Del Kameh. I can give you Beinanis based on what it's worth in Nisan, meaning less Beinanis now. That's the chilek, and that's the difference between Meitav and Yashiv. Meitav, this is talking about if you're giving now, and Yashiv, meaning even less than that, that's referring to the Yokor Del Kameh. That's what the Pasuk is referring to, suggests this second answer. What's the difference? Why should the Nizak be forced to take Beinanis Kidel Kameh, like the later amount, versus Iddis now? So again, the Chiddush Yarim helps us out. Says the Chiddush Yarim, Shahatora Amr L'Shalami Meitav Kadei Shanizak Yuchalim Koras HaKarka Bakal. Why did the Torah say to pay Iddis? So that the Nizak could have money right away. It's the easiest thing for him to sell. Right? It's the most liquid, let's say. So V'lachein B'din Meitav Sarach L'Aziz Kaviyah Shar Shalakhsha. That's why by Iddis you have to go by right now, because the whole point of paying Iddis is to make sure he has money now. So that's why you have to give him Iddis right now. But the second that the Nizak turns around and says, no, I want something else, that shows that he's not interested in the money. He's interested in a specific plot of land. So if you're sitting in a plot of land, so I'm going to give you this land. I can go by Nisan. I don't have to go by now, because the point isn't Dafka to give you the point isn't that to give you something for you to have money. Number one. Number two, a second idea the Chiddush Yarim suggests, maybe the difference between Iddis now and Beinanis later. Shatora nitna schus l'nizak l'kabo meitav. The Torah gives the Nizak a schus. Umizuchuyos ha'nizak l'kabo meitav gam kishi kabo ve'erach achitov. The Torah is mizake the Nizak with Iddis. So as long as you take Iddis, you're choosing to go with the schus that the Torah gives you. But the second that you don't ask for Iddis, you don't want Iddis, you're being mochel the schus of the Torah. So if you're being mochel the schus of the Torah, I give you whatever I want. And I can go by a later value system. So that's why the chiddush are in the two possibilities, why there's a difference between if you give Iddis, you have to give it now, but Beinanis would be later. So that's something from the Rav, but let's first continue for a minute. So says the Gemara, so Masmur Bachar Bar Yaakov, 1 minute, Imkeno Rata Kochan Shonazik and Eitzel Beinanis Viziburis. It's very hard to think that if I'm allowed to get Iddis, that if I ask for something worse, you're going to give me a worse deal, even though we just gave a lumdis of the Chiddush Yarim, but says the Gemara, that it doesn't really make sense to say that Iddis, I get A, and Beinanis, I'm asking for something less, you're going to be able to force me to take for a later value. The Rachmana Amar Mi Meitav, At Amar Mi Beinanis Viziburis Nami Lo, you're not going to be able to get it. Ella Amar Rachamar Yaakov, Ikele Demu Yil Bachom Mitabina Le. No. If you want to compare anything to the Meiser Ani case, it's the following. So now we're a little off on a tangent. We're not answering our original question yet. We're going to get back to that. But now we're just talking about what's comparable to the Meiser Ani case, where you're going to be able to give something now and something later. So what's it like? A Balchov case. Balchov Dina Bebeninis. A Balchov has to pay Beinanis, right? If I lend you money, then you have to pay me back from the middle fields. V'yamalei havli ziburis tvei perta, but if the creditor says, no, I'll take ziburis, so that's where you could say something like this. V'yamalei ishakat kedinach shkol katahashta. If you take, like, now you take my Beinanis, then I'll give you what it is now. V'lo shakol kiyokor tvekameh. But if you're not, if you ask me ziburis, I could give you something, just the value of it later. The question here is, the Tosafot Rashi here asks, Me'ikra did mi Dalraisa, we're going to learn tomorrow. What's Dalraisa, Balchov? Balchov is Biziburis Dalraisa. It's only Beinanish Lotino Dalas Bifnei Lavin, to make sure people sell. So why can't the Nizak say, I don't want the Tachanas Chachamim, so just give me Me'ikra Din. Ziburis like now. Like sometimes we have in Ksubis, right? The woman could say, "Efshi b'takanas chachamim, I don't want you to support me. I'll use my own earnings." We have that concept. So here, why can't he say that? Says the Tosafot Zarash, you could only the concept of efshi b'takanas chachamim only applies when you're doing something lahachzik, what's in your hand. If I have something and I say, I don't want the takanas chachamim, I'll keep what I have. So all those cases by the woman, I'm going to do earnings, I'm going to keep what I have. Don't give me mizonos. I'll keep my ma'aseh adayim. But here you're doing it to be motzi mamon. To be motzi mamon, you can't say yes, rabbi takanas chacham kagonsu. That's the Tosafot Zarash's chiddush in here quoted. There's no separate Tosafot Zarash on Baba Kama, so all the Tosafot Zarashes we have are in the Shidduch Mekubetzos. Maskal Ravacha Breder Avika Imkain. 1 second. No alta del sefei lavin. What do you mean? If you say that when the creditor comes back, he won't have a choice to get the land that he wants, they're not going to lend in the first place. The Amalei, he'll say, "Iu havi lizuzi. If I had my money now, if I wouldn't have lent you the money, havi shak." I can do whatever I want with my money. But now that I have money by you, no, I'm not going to lend you in the first place. So Ella, so we say, hey, Maiserani can't be like that case. Compared to the Ksuba case, not the Neza case, not the Balchov case. Compared to the Ksuba case, Ksuba's Isha Dina b'Ziburis. Ksuba's Isha, a woman collects from Ziburis. Various reasons given in Ksubis. The Amra Le Ihi Havli Bainin is Batzer Purta, but if she asks for give me a little better land, a little less, Batzer Purta, Amra La, again, the Yorshim could say, or the husband could say if it's a Grusha, I Shakla Kadine Shkoka the Hashta, Vilo, Shakli Kyoko to the Kameh. So that's the Maskana, what the Meister Oni case is comparable to. When things would depend on values now versus values in the future, that's the case. Period. But now the Gemara says, "Mikol makom kasha." We never answered our question, right? We had two answers. One answer we had Balchov, Midaito, and Balkarcho. That was answer number one. Then Abaye didn't like that one, so we went into another answer comparing it to Baiser Ani, which we just rejected. So we have to get back to that question. Back to stira of, do you pay Meitav, do you pay Yashiv, even Subin? So, Amar, answer number three. Amar Rava, kol diyav le Meitav le Sivle. No, you know what it means? It means give the best of whatever you're giving. Meaning, if you're giving bran, give the best bran you have. Give the best Subin. So, where it says, Vaha Meitav Sadeu Ksiv. What do you mean? It says Meitav Sadeu specifically. So, what do you mean the Meitav of everything you give? So, Elok, Yasser, Papa, Vrindabed, Yeshua, Mibe Ra, final answer, Parshua, Kol Mili Meitavu. Any metaltalin is considered Meitav, like the Namuk Yosef quoted on Daf Beis. Meaning, it says Meitav Sadehu, and the other passage says Subin, because all metaltalin are considered Meitav. The Lo Mizdavin Hacha, because if you can't sell it here, Mizdavin Mazachrisi, you can sell it somewhere else. Levar Me'ara, except for land, the lace of Lemi Meitav, Kiyecha Delikmos Lezvina. By land, you have to sell Meitav, so there are a lot of people that come to buy it, but all Metalton is considered Meitav. Says the Stipler, what changed up until now, and now this last answer? Says the Stipler, similar to what Rav Gustman said before, but he thinks, up until this last Ella, there was one understanding of Meitav, and once this Ella came, there's a different understanding of Meitav. Number one, and it's a similar chakira to Rav Gusman. Says the Stipler in Simin Vav. The Yesh Lomar, what's the din of Meitav? Mishum shekavanas haTorah shehanizak yikabel dmei niskum min haratzi lo b'yoser. What's Meitav? The nizak should get what he wants. That's one understanding of Meitav. It's a very simple understanding. Why Meitav? Because the nizak should get the best of whatever he wants to get. Number two, no, what's the din of Meitav? To be'emes ikra din tashlumin hu kesef. Because really, you're supposed to pay money. Let's pay money. And if you're giving something that's not money, you have to give something that's very easily transferred to money. Right? That's two different ways to understand. Meitav, is it that the Nizak should get whatever he wants? Or is it that the Mazak has to pay money, and Shava Kesef is in lieu of money? What's the Nafkamina if the Nizak wants to get Beinus? According to the first answer, you know, so then he gets the maintenance, according to the first shot. Because the real din of Meitav, he gets whatever he wants. If he wants something else, he gets something else. But according to the second din of, he's supposed to pay money, so you have to give him something that's most going to get you money, then the mazak can say, tough luck, I want my maintenance. The din Torah is that I have to pay you something that's most connected to money, and Idis is the thing that can best transfer to money. So says the Stipler, up until this last Avol, the question, the Gemara kept asking that, hey, what do you mean? But Beinus is worse? If you get Idis, surely you can get Beinus. Because up until here, we assume Meitav was Din 1, that the Nizak should be able to get whatever he wants. So Beinus should be even better than Zibur. So you're going to go by the later value. No, I want Beinus. But once Rav Papa comes along and says that, no, all Metaltalin is Meitav, and Karka has to pay the best, so the whole concept of Meitav just changed. It's all about giving the Nizak something that's money. You have to give money. So all metaltalin is money. And land, they have to give the best. So that's what changed, says the stipler. Muchach she'ein din meitav b'shvil litin lo haratzi b'yoser. To metaltalin also go mashi yirtze hamazik. Ela kol din meitav hu b'shvil she'ikarv lahasik kesef kanal. And therefore, he wouldn't be able to tie in a beinonis if he didn't want the innis. Okay, let's continue. Boy, minei Rav Shmuel bar Abba, mei akronya, mei Rabbi Abba, kishahein shaman, bishalo hein shaman, o bishal olam hein shaman. When they evaluate Idis, Beinonis, Ziburis, who do they evaluate? Do they go personally by each of the parties involved, your best, middle, and worst? Or do you go by the world? You go by what's considered Idis in the world. Aliba, meaning, let's say, this guy is very, very rich, the Masik. His Idis is like the world's Beinonis. I'm sorry. His Beinonis is like the world's Idis. Right? He has land that nobody else has. So do you go by his Idis? And you go by everybody else's Idis. So Aliba Derbi Shmuel Tibay Alcha. According to Derbi Shmuel, there's no question. Don't remember the Nizak Shaminan. Then for sure you go by the Nizak itself. Kitibay Alcha, Aliba Derbi Akiva. It's interesting, based on the Rabbi Hanana we had before, here the Gemara explicates that the Gemara's question is only going according to one Tana. Maybe it's a Raya against Rabbi Hanano, because the Gemara earlier did not explicate it, but it's not a Mukrachas. Kitibay Alcha, Aliba Derbi Akiva. The question, though, is within Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Bidin Mazik Shaminan, who says you go by the Mazik. My Meitav Sadei Omar Achman Alamute De Nizak is Meitav to exclude Nizak, but you could go by the whole world's. It is Odim Alamute De Almanami, or do you exclude the whole world? But you can go specifically by the Mazik. So Amar Lei. So he answers him, Rachman Amar Meitav Sadei Ova At Amar Bishal Olam Hein Shamin. The Torah says Meitav Sadei who? The Pasha is his field. So why should he bring in the whole world here? So the Pashas is, the Gemara says that you go by Sadehu. And the Gemara is getting into a question now, is that really true? Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue. And again, thank you for the anonymous sponsor. Be'ez Hashem, should be able to be Zohar, to be sponsor, many more Shiur.